All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Pei Vav. Pei Vav, we are picking up. First, I want to thank Rav Kalman Akiva for giving the shir yesterday. Yashar Koach. So we are picking up Emirat Hashem at... One second. I'm sorry, Pei Hey. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Sorry about that. We're going to pick up 8 lines down from the top. Hey Shiva Balazra Kafa Baribi. So we'll say right across from Tosos Noshim. So just to finish off the end of that brisa before we start the Mishnah, 85A, 8 lines down. Hey Shiva Balazra Kafa Baribi. Malami. So we'll say this is just recording the end of the brisa from yesterday. Malamila Shikin Inan Oheges Balele Yamim Tovim. So the Gemara said, so the brisa said that when it comes to Bris Mila does not apply by the night times of Yom Tiv. So the Gemara infers from that, the Gemara says, Leili Yamim Tovim Hudalo Naga, Bishar Leili Naga. Is that to say that Bris Mila doesn't apply during the nights of Yom Tiv, but it applies during the rest of the nights of the year? That's not true. We know that the mitzvah of Mila does not apply by night at all. Elamal Mila, Shekein Eino Noheges Balelos Kibi Yamim. Rather, explain that the mitzvah Mila does not apply at night as it does by day. Yet, Tomar b'kisui shenoeg balelos kibiyamim. Say by kisui hadam that it does apply by night as it does apply by day. Amar Abba ze'echad min hadvarim sham Rabbi Chiya. This was one of the things that Rabbi Chiya stated, and he said, "Emi aleyan tshuva. I have no refutation to this limud ve'eshi Rabbi Lazar kaver Rabbi tshuva." But yet again, elsewhere at least, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Kafar went ahead and, in fact, gave an answer to this particular limud. Okay, good. We'll say now begin the Mishnah. Incredible Mishnah. Hashochet v'nimtzei strefa. So, of course, still, as we mentioned, again, the beauty of Maseches Chulin is that the prakim are segmented topically, so that literally, again, every single parak follows the same exact topic as its opening line. So, if we continue with Kisei Hadam. Hashochet, person, shechs, an animal. V'nimtzei strefa. And it turns out that what? That the animal is a treifa. Vashochit la'avodas kochavim, or one shechs animal for avodazara. Vashochit chulin bifnim. So also remember again, as you're going to see, the common denominator amongst all of these shchitos is that they are invalid shchitos. They do not work. So for example, again, person shechs and it finds to be, and it turns out to be a treifa. So even though halacha lemaisa, again, the shchita was good, the animal is a treifa, not edible. Or person shechs for avodazara, not good. Shochet chulin bifnim. Person shechs chulin inside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'kadshim mechutz. Or sacrificial animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Or chaya va'of haniskalim. I will say for that matter, again, you have a chaya or a bird which are being stoned. Now Rashi points out over here, kigon, shenirvu v'nigmar dinan v'shachtan. So we'll say if you have an animal that was sodomized by a person, so such an animal is stoned. So let's say, again, you have one of these animals which is technically kosher, but again, it is sentenced to death. So Rabbi Meir Omer, in all these cases, Rabbi Meir says, Mechayiv. So what Rabbi Meir says, that you will be chayiv in Kisui Hadam. The Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim say, no, you are potter. Rashi says over here, why did the Chachamim say you're potter? The shchita she'en ru'uya lo shma shchita. Because we'll say the chamza are of the opinion that unfit shchita is not considered shchita. So again, so we'll say fundamental machlokis. Rabbi Meir seemingly, well, we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokis is. Rabbi Meir telling me that I'm chayiv for kise hadam in these situations, even though halacha lemaisa, the shchita is not fit. The chachamim holding that a person is putter in these circumstances for kisui hadam. Hashochei finisnav lo biyado. So we'll say similarly again, if a person shechts, but the animal becomes an avela, the shechita just doesn't quite work out. V'hanocher v'hama'aker, or one stabs the animal, or one goes ahead and dislodges the simanim. Or as we'll say, in these cases over here, I have an invalid shechita. Pater milachasos. Ultimately, again, I am pater from performing the mitzvah of kisui hadam. No kisui hadam in these circumstances. Good. So we'll say fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, about what happens when you have a shchita she'ina ru'uya. Rabbi Meir says, apparently, a shchita she'ina ru'uya is a shchita, and therefore halacha lamaisa will be chayiv in kisui hadam, even when the shchita does not permit consumption, and the Chachamim saying, apparently, shchita she'ina ru'uya, ina shchita, and therefore if the shechita does not permit consumption, therefore halacha lemaisa, no mitzvah of kisei hadam. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chiyabra Amma, Amrav Yochanan, here we go. Ra'a Rebbe Dvar Shrabi Meir, Ba'osavi Espino, Vishano Balashon Chacham. So we'll say, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the codifier of the Mishnah, he saw the view of Rabbi Meir in Osovi Espino, and he accepted it and therefore codified it by calling it the position of the Chachamim. Now, if you look at Rashi, first Rashi in the Gemara, so Rashi says, Ro'a Rebbe is Dvarav Shabi Meir ba Osovi Espino, the Shchita She'ina Ru'uya, Shma Shchita L'chaiva. So let's remember again, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion by Osovi Espino, that even if you shecht the mother, and for some reason the shechita of the mother is not good, you will still be in. Oh, sorry, thank you. You will still be in violation ultimately again of Osovi Espino. You'll still be in violation. Seals by Osovi Espino, even a shechita she'ena ru'uya is shma shechita. So you shecht the mother. For some reason, the shechita is not good. You then shecht the child. You will be chayev for Osovi Espino. So Rebbe saw the position of Rabbi Meir by Osovi Espino, codified it b'lashon chachamim. Vid Rebbe Shimon b'kisei hadam v'shanu b'lashon chachamim. And ultimately, again, he saw the position of Rabbi Shimon by kisei hadam, which Rabbi Osei says that shechita she'ena ra'uya. Lo shma shchita. It's not called the shchita, and therefore again codified that by kisei hadam. That if halacha lemaisa you shecht an animal and the shchita is not fit, there is no din of kisei hadam. So also we see over here something amazing, Rabbi. So Rabbi, the codifier of the Mishnah, when it comes to Osovi Espino, accepts the position of Rabbi Shimon that shchita she'ina ru'uya shma shchita. Considers that to be the majority opinion, therefore quotes it in the name of the Chachamim. By Kisei Hadam, accepts the premise that Osovi Espino, that Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Lo Shma Shechita, therefore again, if the Shechita does not work, there is no din of Kisei Hadam, and codifies that in our Mishnah in Lashon Chachamim. So says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Meir by Osovi Espino. So now we're going to analyze this. My time, Rabbi Meir ba Osovi Espino. I will say, why is it that Rabbi Meir holds that a shechita she'ena ru'uya is shma shechita by Osovi Espino? Why is that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, gamar shechita shechita mishchutei chutz. Ultimately, again, makes a gzeres shava of shechita shechita from shchutei chutz. We also remember again, shchutei chutz means going ahead and shechting karbanos outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So ma hasam shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita. Just like by shchutei chutz, even Rabbi Osei, if you end up sacrificing a sacrificial animal outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and it does not result in a consumable or edible shchita, you are still chayev for shchutei chutz. Af hocha nami shchita she'ina ru'uya rishma shchita. So to over here, Rabbi Osei, what? By Osovi Espino, even if one of the animals is not shechted in a proper way, nevertheless, you will still be chayv. So, gzir shava of shchita, shchita from shchutei chutz. Rabbi Shimon, my taima. What's Rabbi Shimon's logic, Rabbi Osei, where he says, shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita, is not a proper shchita by Osovi Espino. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabmani bar Patish, Rabbi Osei, first wide line on the bottom, pei hei amad aleph. Amar Rabmani bar Patish, gamar mitavach tavach vachin. Well, see, he learns that, it's actually quite interesting. He learns this out from the Pasuk by Yosef. The Pasuk says, Vayar Yosef itam es binyamin, v'yomar l'asher al beiso havei es anashim al beiso u'tavoach tavach v'achin. So the Torah uses the lashon of tavoach tavach. What do we learn from there? Ma lahalon shchita ru'uya. Just like over there by Yosef, it was, he told his servant to prepare the food in accordance with the proper shchita. Afkan shchita ru'uya. So to over here by Osovi Espino, you require a proper shchita. Rabbi Meir name ligmar mitavach. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir learn out from this drash of tavach? So done in shchita mishchita, then done in shchita mitavicha. So we'll say ultimately Rabbi Meir will says you make a gzir shava from like words shchita shchita, not from shchita tavicha. So the Gemara says, "Man nafkamina, I don't understand. What does it matter if it's shchita, shchita, or shchita tvicha? After all, in the words of Gzeir Shavas, we have a little bit of flexibility. After all, didn't we learn? Well, it's actually quite interesting. We had this earlier. So this is by tzaras. So remember again, by tzaras habayis, we'll say the halacha is that, well, take a look at Rashi. V'shav ha-koin u'ba ha-koin, b'nigei batim k'sir. We'll say it's talking about by tzaras of the home. V'yafinan minei k'sir shav b'tor ha-skoinim, ne'emar v'shav ha-koin v'ne'emar u'ba ha-koin. The pasuk says the coin will return, or literally the coin will come back and the coin will go. Ma shiva choleitz v'kotze v'tach v'nosin lo shavua, af biya. So we'll say, so this, without getting into all the technicalities over here, but this is gzir shava by tzara'as habayis that we make about different stages of the kohens coming into the home, and yet we make this gzir shava really based on two different words, v'shav uba. So for our purposes, what does that show? What that shows is that halacha lemaisa, you can make a gzir shava even with dissimilar words. Zoe Shiva, Zoe Bia, Tushin Gemara says, you're right, but Hani Mili Hecha Deleka Dedamila. We'll say, when do you make a Gzir Shavu with dissimilar words? When Halacha Lamaisi don't have a similar word. So if I don't have a same word for a Gzir Shavu, then Enochinami, I could make a Gzir Shavu with dissimilar words. But if Halacha Lamaisi, I have similar words about Ika Dedamila, Midmile, Midamile Yafinon, we'll say, if you have like words, that's what you make the gzera shava from. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Nami Ligmar Mishchut Echutz. So we'll remember again. So let's pause here for just a moment. So what we're trying to figure out over here is the logic of Rabbi Meir, right? We just established that Rabbi Hudana, see, the codifier of the Mishnah, established the position of Rabbi Meir by Osovi Espino. Rabbi Meir holds that Shchita She'ino Ru'uya Shma Shchita, that an unfit Shchita is still considered to be shchita. And we establish that as the majority position of the Chachamim by Osovi Esbino, which teaches me that if I shecht the mother, even if the shchita for some reason is unfit, for whatever the reason, the mother is a treifa, I botch the shchita, whatever it is, saloch lemaisa, if I then subsequently shecht the child, I will be chayiv. Where does Rabbi Meir get that from? So we'll say, apparently, it is a gzer shav of shchita, shchita, to shchut echutz. Just like shchut echutz, if I shecht the carbon outside, and it's not a proper shchita, I'm still chayiv for shechting carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So a gzer shav of shchita, shchita says, that word shchita also appears by Osovi Espino, lo sishchatu biyom echad, I will also be chayiv for a shchita that does not produce a consumable animal, Abichaya for Osovi Espino. Good. Rabbi Shimon Ami Ligmar Mishchut Echot. So we'll say, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon agree with Rabbi Meir's drasha and accept the gzer shav of shchita shchita from Shchut Echot? Donin chulin michulin, vein donin chulin mikachim. Because ultimately, again, what do? We go ahead and we'll say, and we learn our cases of chulin from chulin, and we don't learn our cases of chulin from kachim. So we'll say, ultimately, again, so we're assuming Osovi Espino is a case of Chulin. Why would we learn out a case of Chulin, Osovi Espino, from a case of Kachin of Shchut Echutz? How does Rabbi Meir answer that? Rabbi Meir, Otu, Osovi Espino, be Kachin Milo Neigi. So ultimately, Rabbi Meir says, I don't understand. Are you telling me that the din of Osovi Espino doesn't apply by Kachin? Of course it does. Therefore, I will say, because the din of Osovi Espino also applies to sacrificial animals, therefore Rabbi Meir has no problem with the gzer shava of shchita, shchita from shchut echutz. Rabbi say, by the way, to bolster Rabbi Meir's position, not only does Osovi Espino apply to kachim, but Rabbi remember again, we already learned what's the nature of, where is that halacha learned? It's learned in the context of kachim. Remember again, what's the pasuk that appears immediately before the prohibition of Osovi Espino? Shmona Yamim. The halacha that you cannot offer up a karban less than 8 days old. So remember again, we had to have a special drasha to teach us that Osovi Espino doesn't just apply to sacrificial animals, but also applies to chulin animals. So Rabbi Meir will say, the din of Osovi Espino does apply to kachim, is mentioned in the context of kachim, so therefore again, there's no problem with making the gzer shav of shchita shchita from shchut echutz. So the Gemara says, Hainu, the Kamar Rabbi Chiya, was in Elion and said what Rabbi Chiya said, Ra'a Rabbi Dvar Shabbi Meir, Ba'o Sobi Espino, that Rabbi Huda Nasi accepted the position of Rabbi Meir, Ba'o Sobi Espino, Vishano Balashan Chachamim, and ultimately again established it as the majority opinion by calling it the position of the Chum. Shabbos said, therefore again, Rabbi Huda Nasi accepts the position of Rabbi Meir, Ba'o Sobi Espino, Rabbi Meir Ba'o Sobi Espino says, Shchita She'in Ru'uya, Shma Shchita. Therefore again, even if you botch the Shchita of the mother for some reason, you are still chayiv for going ahead and subsequently shechting the son. Where do we know that from? Essentially, we learn from Gzer Shava, from Shchutei Chutz. That uses the lashon of Shchita by Shchutei Chutz, the lashon of Shchita by Osovi Espino, just like by Shchutei Chutz. You are chayiv for shechting a sacrificial animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you botch the Shchita, so to a given by Osovi Espino, even if the Shchita is not a proper Shchita, you will still be chayiv. Beautiful. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Kisa Adam. So we'll say, why is it that Rabbi, so what's the nature of Rabbi Meir's position by Kisa Adam? So let's remember again, by Kisa Adam, Rabbi Meir holds, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, Lo Shma Shchita. So he holds it different, right? By Kisa Adam, because remember, look at Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah say? What's Rabbi Meir's position by Kisa Adam? Meir by Kisa Adam holds that he also holds Mechayiv, that even if you botch the Shchit or the Shchit is not good, you will still be Chayiv by Kisa Adam. So that's Meir's logic. Amrav Shimon Lakish Gamar Shvicha Shvicha Mishchutei Chutz. Again, Rabbi Osai, he makes a Gzer Shava, interestingly enough, by Kisa Adam to Shchutei Chutz as well. Rabbi Osai, what's the Gzer Shava? Ma lahalon Shchita She'in Ru'uya Shma Shchita. Rabbi said, just like by Shchutei Chutz, ultimately, again, we say, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, Shema Shchita. Afkan, so too by Kisei Hadam, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, Shema Shchita. So we'll say, even by Kisei Hadam, a Shchita that does not yield consumable results will still be a Shchita. So we'll say, so apparently, again, Halacha L'maaseh, interestingly enough, Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Meir's worldview, he learns out the din of Shchita She'en Ru'ya Shma Shchita from Shchutei Chutz. That's his source halacha. And amazingly enough, what he's able to do is he's able to make a Gzer Shava both from Osovi Espino as well as Kisei Hadam, both to Shchutei Chutz. And in both situations to learn out, just like Shchutei Chutz, Shchita She'en Ru'ya Shma Shchita, so too by Kisei Hadam, and now I should say by Osovi Espino, and Abba Kisei Hadam, Shchita She'en Ru'ya, Shma Shchita. Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon's opinion? So remember again, what the Gemara told him before is that Rabbi Shimon is the opinion known as the Chachamim in this Mishnah. Uncle Mike, can you put up the heat a little bit? Just a few degrees. Thank you. So I read Rabbi Shimon's view. What's Rabbi Shimon's view? Rabbi Shimon, Asher. So Rabbi Shimon over here quotes the pasuk that says as follows: Asher ye achel v'shafach es damo v'chisa ba'afar. Asher ye achel k'sib. So we'll say Rabbi Shimon has a very simple drasha. What's Rabbi Shimon's simple drasha? We'll say what's a simple drasha? The pasuk by Kisei Hadam says Asher ye achel, which teaches me that what type of shchita yields an obligation for Kisei Hadam? The kind of shchita that what? That allows consumption. If it doesn't allow consumption, then halacha l'maaseh, there is no obligation of kisei hadam. Therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon will say, shchita she'ena ru'uya, lo shma shchita, and therefore no obligation of kisei hadam in that context. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, what would Rabbi Meir say? What does Rabbi Meir do with asher ye'achel? Hahu le'me'ute of tami hudasam. No. That asher ye'achel, Rabbi says, is coming to tell you that what? That a non-kosher bird, is not subject to the laws of Kisei Hadam. Any bird or any chaya that is not technically kosher, that cannot be consumed, halacha l'maisa, is not subject to Kisei Hadam. But it doesn't mean that the shechita has to be good. So the Gemara Rabbi Shimon will say, of tamei my time, the lav barachilu. Trefa nami lav barachiluhu. So Rabbi Shimon will say, what's the reason why an of tamei is not subject to kiyusei adam? It's because it's not edible, right? It's not in the parasha of consumption. So a trefa is the same thing. A trefa is also not in the parasha of consumption of osay. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon will say, that's why halacha lemaisa again, shechita shein ruy lo shmo shechita nashalbet kisei adam. So the verse of Ayin Dan Rabbi Chiya, ra'a Rabbi Darsh Rabbi Shimon v'kisei adam v'shano b'lashon chachamim. This is why Rabbi say, what? This is why halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Huda Nasi chose to accept the position of Rabbi Shimon, that by kisei adam, shechita shein ruya lo shmo shechita. And if halacha lemaisa, the shechita does not produce an animal fit for consumption, there will be no obligation ultimately again for kisei hadam. So we'll say, so this is where the Gemara is leaving off with right now. That Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, we'll say, this is actually very interesting, which is why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi does incredibly like nuanced things in the Mishnayos. So what he did, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is he took the opinion of an individual, but yet he did not quote it as an individual. He quoted it as the Chachamim. By quoting it as the Chachamim, what did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi tell us, essentially? That the halacha follows that opinion. Because remember, really this Mishnah is the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Really, really quite fascinating and riveting. Right, which is about to say that what? So if you have a, so do we say shechita shein ruya, shma shechita or lo shma shechita b'kiyus adam? Rabbi Shimon clearly telling me that, Rabbi Meir telling me that shechita shein ruya is shma shechita. Even an unfit shechita produces an obligation of kiyus adam. This is Rabbi Meir l'shita. So he said the same thing by Osovius, but no. Yet Rabbi telling us that the halacha really follows Rabbi Shimon, that by kisei hadam shechita she'ena re'uya lo shma shechita. If halacha lemaisa you can't eat from the shechita, there is no obligation to cover the blood. Where does that limud come from? So we'll say, the beauty of this is these are very straightforward shitos. Rabbi Shimon will say, what does the pasuk say? Two words. Asher ye'achel v'shafach v'kisa. If you could eat it, then you cover it. If you can't eat it, there is no obligation of kisui. Amr Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says it to us. We'll say Amr Deis. Amr Rabbi Abba. Lo l'kol Amr Rabbi Meir shechita shein ruya l'shma shechita. So we'll say, now we're going to go and analyze. So we'll say, all of this, interestingly enough, both by Osovi Espino, as well as by kisui hadam, kind of boils down to a fundamental yisodistic machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'ena ru'uya, shma shechita. Rabbi Shimon holds shechita she'ena ru'uya, lo shma shechita. And this ultimately yields their respective shitos, both by Osovi Espino, as well as by Kisei Hadam. So now comes along Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba says, lo l'kol amr Rabbi Meir shechita she'ena ru'uya, shma shechita. You know, we'll say, just because Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita, he doesn't necessarily apply that in every single circumstance. For example, Modi Rabbi Meir, she'en matirasa ba'achila. So for example, I will say, even Rabbi Meir who holds that shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita does not hold that what? That an unfit shechita allows you to what? To eat the animal. Right? So I will say, so just to understand, even Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita doesn't allow you to eat the animal. Below the call, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita. And I will say similarly again, Rabbi Shimon holds that shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita will not apply that concept in every single circumstance. For example, Modi Rabbi Shimon shemetaharasa midei nevela. So for example, Rabbi say, even Rabbi Shimon will agree, even Rabbi Shimon holds that shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita will say that if you have a shechita that does not result in the ability to consume the animal, that shechita will still remove the nevela status from the animal. The animal won't be considered a nevela, therefore we'll say, won't what? Won't convey tumah. So again, Rabbi Abba's coming along and saying that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon in their respective shitos are not necessarily ideological purists. In other words, they don't take their shitos to the extreme. Rabbi Meir who holds shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita obviously will not allow you to eat from that shechita. Rabbi Shimon who holds shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita ultimately again will still say that the shechita allows the animal to become purified from tumas nevela. Let's analyze this. Omer Mar. Lo lekol Omer Rabbi Meir Shchita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shchita. So what says? Let's go back for just a moment. So Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir in general holds that Shchita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shchita. Even a Shchita that does not allow you to consume the animal is still called a Shchita. So Mod Rabbi Meir Shein Matira Sabachila. Even Rabbi Meir will agree that Shchita does not allow you to eat the animal. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand. Pshita, that's obvious. In other words, what are you telling me exactly? Of course Rabbi Meir will not allow you to eat of an animal that didn't have a proper Shchita. Trefa b'shchita mi mishkaria. It will say if an animal is a trefa b'shchita, it will say means the Shchita was not good. Right? The Shchita was not good either. That you actually find that the animal is a trefa, or that you made the animal into a tree, or that you backed the or say, what's that happening? Where are you coming from? That you even have a havamina that when Rabbi Meir says, shchita she'ina ru'uya shma shchita, that would even potentially mean for achila. Of course it doesn't mean for achila. So what are you talking about? To which the Gemara says, no, here we go. Lo tzvicha l'shochet es ha'trefa, u'matza ba ben teschai. Oh, here we go, Abba saying. What happens if you shecht, I will say, a trefa? I know the mother is a trefa. I shecht it. I open up the animal. What do I find? A 9-month-old, fully developed fetus. Right? A baby in there, fully developed. A ben pakua. So I say, so watch this. Saradait chamino. I might have thought as following what? Hoyel dom Rebbe Meir. Shchita she'ina ru'uya shma shchita. So I would have thought as follows. Since Rebbe Meir holds, Rebbe Meir's shita is that a shchita she'ina ru'uya is shma shchita. Right? That ultimately, again, an unfit shchita still in some way is considered to be a shchita. I might have thought, I might have thought that at least the shchita of the mother in this case, although the shchita of the mother does not permit the mother. Why not? She's a trefa. Therefore, again, the shchita of the mother will not permit the mother. But at least the shchita of the mother should permit the fetus, v'lo libay shchita. And therefore, again, the fetus shouldn't require a shchita. Kamashmalan, no. Kamashmalan, ultimately, again, that even Rabbi Meiru holds that shchita she'ina ru'uya lo shma shchita, that shchita, Rabbi said, will work for many things. But, even Rabbi Meiru holds shchita she'ina ru'uya shma shchita will not permit the consumption of the fetus through the shchita of the trefa mother. Rashi says over here, Kamash Malan, it's the first of the short lines. Kamash Malan, Rashi says, De'ina matirasa, the shchita of the trefa mother will not permit the ben pakua, ubay le mishchite, ushchitas atzmo matirasa, okay, the kaimalan, the abra simanim achshebe rachmano ben tishachai. So the good news is, the fetus can be shechted on its own, right? If it's alive and well, it can be shechted on its own. But it cannot be nitar, it cannot become permitted through the shechita of the mother. Ay, v'tizbira. Well, let's analyze this. V'amar v'mir, ben pakua ta'un shechita. So we'll say, but one second. The truth is, this havamina doesn't even get off the ground. Why not, we'll say? Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that halach, Rabbi Meir does not buy in to the whole ben pakua idea. Right? Rabbi Meir in general is of the opinion that Allah says, if you find a live fetus, right? If you shech the mother, and right? Even in a case of the mother is kosher, right? They do a proper shechita to the mother. I would open up the mother, and there's a living fetus in there. That fetus needs its own shechita, contrary mayor, right? Allah again, it is not nita with the shechita of the mother. So what's the halamin over here? To which the Gemara says, lo tzricha de Rebbe savla kreb mayor for savla kreban. So we'll say Rebbe kind of holds of two different opinions. He holds like Rabbi Meir, and he holds up the Rabbanon. How so? Savalak Rabbi Meir, damer shchita shein ru'uya shma shchita. So on one hand, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi holds of Rabbi Meir, who holds that a shchita shein ru'uya ishma shchita, that even an unfit shchita works. But savalak Rabbanon, damer shchitas ima matarasa. And he holds like the Rabbanon who hold that what? By a ben pakua. So ultimately, again, the ubar, the fetus, is permitted through the shchita of the mother. Kevan da'amar Rabbanon shchitas imam tarasa, tzihani le shchitas imam v'lo libay shchita. So we'll say what Rabbi is doing is kind of mixing and matching shitos. He's taking the shita of Rabbi Meir, that shchita she'ina ru'uya, shma shchita. He's combining that with the shita of the Rabbanon, who hold that what? the shechita of the mother is matir, permits the fetus. And what he's saying is, if you combine those shitos, maybe, perhaps, we could say as follows, that if you have a case of where you shecht the mother, and the shechita of the mother is not good, so you take the position of a mayor that holds shechita she'en ruya, lo shma shechita, and combine that with what? The shechita of the Rabbanon hold, that the shechita of the mother permits the fetus, and maybe come out with the following result, that even though in this case, the shechita of the mother is an invalid shechita, because she is a trefa, maybe her shechita will still permit the child in utero. To which the Gemara says, kamash malan, no. Kamash malan, that combination of shechitos does not work. And even according to Meir who holds, that a shechita she'en ruya, shma shechita, even if you combine it with the shechita of the Rabbanon who holds, that the shechita of the mother is matir the fetus, if the shechita of the mother is invalid, it will not be matir the fetus. And therefore, again, I will say, if the fetus is a ben chai, ben tes chai, if you open up the mother, and the fetus is its own viable entity, it's alive, halacha lemaisa, it will not be nitar with the shechita of the mother, but will be permitted through its own shechita. Beautiful. Next. V'lo l'kol on Reb Shimon, shechita she'en ruya lo shma shechita. So we'll say, furthermore, again, Rabbi Shimon who held that halacha lemaisa shechita she'en ruya lo shma shechita, right? Rabbi Shimon holds that unfit shechita, Rabbi Osai, right? A shechita that does not produce consumable results is not considered to be a shechita. So he holds, ultimately again, moda Rabbi Shimon, shemetara semedei nevela. Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Shimon will still hold that even if the shechita is unfit, the shechita accomplishes something. What's the something it accomplishes? That at least it prevents the animal from becoming an avela. So when you shecht an animal, even though the shechita is unfit, ultimately at least the animal is no longer an avela. To which the Gemara says, pshita. That's obviously supposed to. Remember again, an avela is an animal that what? That died without anything. If you just shecht it, even if the shechita does not allow it to be consumed, it should certainly still work for an avela. Dom Rav Yehuda Amarav. The pasuk says, literally, v'chiyamos. Now we're making an interesting drasha over v'chiyamos mina behema, which means we're translating is miktas behema matama, or miktas behema in matama. So what it means is v'chiyamos min habehema. When certain types of animals die, they become an avela, which tells us certain animals when they die have tumas navela. Certain animals when they die do not have tumas nevela. Ve'eza zu. So we'll say, what's the type of animal that dies, that doesn't become an animal? Ve'eza zu. Zu trefa. Sheshachta. Ultimately, we'll say, this would be a case of sheshachta. We'll say, in other words, any case where you shecht an animal, even if the shechita ultimately, again, is not a kosher shechita, what at least it accomplishes is what? It's not nevela. And we'll say, the benefit of that being a nevela is most pronounced in what area? Tumah. Tumah, I will say, Nevela is pretty serious. Nevela has tumas Nevela. So at least if you shecht it, even if you can't eat it, at least it's not going to be a Nevela. Ve'iza zu, v'trefa sheshachta, tush t'gmar se lo tzvicha, v'shochir esat. So I will say, so there's no chiddish in that. Lo tzvicha, I'll tell you the chiddish cases. Here we go. V'shochir esat trefa, v'chulin ba'azara. Oh. Well, I'll tell you the case comes up, where you shecht the trefa, and it happens to be a case of chulin ba'azara. So I'll say, just so you understand where this is going. So I have an animal that is chulin. I take it into the Beis HaMikdash. I shecht it, but it's trefa. It's a trefa. So I say, so now watch this. What's the halacha over here? What is the halacha over here? Here we go. Disanyo. Hashochet is a trefa. So if a person shechts a trefa, v'china shochet v'nim says trefa, or I shecht an animal. So I say, these are two cases where either I'm shechting a trefa, I know it's a trefa, or I shecht it, and I find it to be a trefa. And again, I'm shechting it. This is chulin in the azara. Zev zeh chulin ba'azara. I both say, both of these cases, I will still be chayer for chulin ba'azara. And I both say, now the novelty over here is that what? In both of these cases, it's not a valid shechita. So whether I knew from the beginning that the animal was a trefa, or I shechted and I find it to be a trefa, I'm shechting this chulin ba'azara. I both say, the halacha is, I'm still chayiv. Rabbi Shimon matir ba'ana. Rabbi Shimon says, ultimately, again, I can get benefit from the animal. And I watch this. Remember, Rabbi Shimon holds that what? Rabbi Shimon holds Shechita she'ina ru'uya lo shma shechita. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Shimon holds that if I'm shechting chulin ba'azara, and it turns out that the animal was a treifa, Rabbi Shimon says, I can get benefit from that animal. Why? Look at Rashi, matir ba'ano, the shechita she'ina ru'uya lo shma shechita, v'lo karina bu'ul chulin she'nishchitu ba'azara. Rabbi Yosef, watch this. Rabbi Shimon's on both sides. The case of chulin she'nishchitu ba'azara is what kind of case? What kind of case? Only when I commit a bona fide act of shechita. But if the shechita is not good, then it is not called chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. If it's not called chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, then what? Halacha l'maisa, I'm permitted to get benefit from the animal. There, Rabbi Shimon will hold. If you shecht chulin in the azara, and it turns out that the animal is a treifa, I'm not in violation of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, and I can get benefit from the animal. The chacham says aser, because apparently both said the chachamim hold that what? Shechita she'ina ru'uya, shma shechita. Therefore, this is still called chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. Saladait chamina, here we go. I might have thought, ho'il v'am Rabbi Shimon mutar ba'ana, since Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutar ba'ana, alma lav shechita hi klal. Therefore, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds that Rabbi said this act of shechita is totally not an act of shechita, and therefore, ima midin vela nami lo matara. I might have thought Rabbi said Rabbi Shimon holds, Shechita she'ina ru'uya lo shma shechita. And the evidence of that is that what? In this kind of case of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, where the animal is a treifa, he will permit me to get benefit from this animal. I might have thought, therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds this to the extreme to tell me that even an animal that is shechted and a shechita is not good, maybe it's still considered to be a nevela. Kamash malano. Kamash malano said that even Rabbi Shimon who holds that shechita she'ina ru'uya lo shma shechita, even in the most extreme of cases, for example, in chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, we'll still agree that even an unfit shechita does what? Prevents the animal from becoming an avela. Amali Rapapa la Abayis, Rapapa said to Abaye, Rabbi Shimon chulin ba'azara daraisi, is Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi said, that's what? That Allah Chalamai said, the Isra of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is a biblical prohibition. Amali in. He said, yes, Rabbi Shimon does. Where do we know this? From Vahatnan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara yisrafu ba'ish. And I will say, if you have chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, they should be burnt in a fire. We'll say, in other words, you have to dispose of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, and they should be burnt in a fire. B'chin chaya shenishchetu ba'azara. So to Rabbi say, if you shechted a chaya in the Beis HaMikdash, you also have to burn the animal carcass. Now watch this. I amrit b'shlama d'araisa. If you'll let Rabbi Shimon hold that chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is an isa d'araisa. Remember again, you never sacrifice chayos as karbanos. See, if you hold chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is a biblical prohibition, I understand why even if you shecht a chayo inside of the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, you should go ahead and burn the carcass of that animal, because we'll say chayo atu behema. We have to dispose of the chayo, lest you come to make a mistake by behema. El I amrit dirabanan behema, my taima. But Rabbi say, if you hold that ultimately again, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, by behema is only dirabanan, so my taima, why would you have to go ahead and burn the chaya carcass? Dilma asi lamechal kachim b'chutz. Maybe you'll come to go ahead and eat kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But again, if you hold this dirabanan, higufa gzeira. This in and of itself is a rabbinic decree. Va'anan nekom v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. And ultimately, again, I will say, would we go ahead and one pile one gzeira on top of another? Obviously not. We don't make multiple layers of rabbinic gzeiros. Therefore, it's clear that Rabbi Shimon holds that what? That halacha l'maisa, the iser of chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is in fact an iser d'araisa. I will say, one maisa then we'll stop for today. Rabbi Chiya, nafale yanive bekisna. I will say, Rabbi Chiya had a moth infestation. Rashi says tolas, that it's a worm, but it seems to be more that it's moths. He had a moth infestation by his flax. Right? He was soaking his flax, and the moths were eating the flax. So what happened? Asala kameh de Rebbe. So he came before Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, what should I do about the moths? So he said, Amrale, shekol ofa, v'shachot al bavisa, demaya. Not a problem. Take a bird, shecht the bird on top of your pool, your flax pool, u'demorach dama v'shavikle. Because also, what's going to happen? You're going to take the blood of the bird, allow it to go into the pool of the flax, and what? The moths don't like the scent of the blood. They'll fly away. So what's they say? Essentially, he says, use the blood of the bird to chase away the moths. Fine. But how can you do this? We'll say, how can you do this? Vatani, we learned. Hashokid v'tzarach l'dam chayiv l'chasos. We'll say, if you shecht an animal, and you don't want the animal, but what? You want the blood. You're chayiv in kisui. We'll say, remember again, in this case, Rebbe is telling Rebbe Chiya to what? Shecht the bird. And used, and put the blood, right, sprinkle, right, allow the blood to trickle into the flax pool. And that blood, ultimately, again, will go ahead and what? Chase away the moths. The problem is, if it goes into the flax pool, what's going to happen? You can't do kisui. But the halacha is that even if you need the blood, you still have to do kisui. So how could Rebbe go ahead and command them to do this? So what should you do in order to avoid? In order to, if you need the blood, but you don't want to trigger the obligation of kisui, so what do you do? Ketzad yaseh? Onochro o okro. What should you do? I both say, stab the animal or rip out the simonim. In other words, I both say, kill the animal in some type of what? Non-shchita way. Some type of non-shchita way. Kiyas Ravdimi Amar, say Taraf Amarle. So I both say, Enochinami, when Ravdimi came along, he said that in fact, Rabbi Chiya, say Taraf. Go trafe up the animal. In other words, kill it, but not in a shechita way. Rabbi's always say version was that Rebbe told Rebbe Chiya, go and what? Stab the animal. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. Two different versions of the story. At the end of the day, Rebbe is not telling Rebbe Chiya to shech the animal, because shechita would trigger what? Shechita would trigger a kisui obligation. He's telling him either go ahead and what? Go ahead and stab the animal. Go ahead and trafe up the animal. We'll see the nafkamina in this two gear cell. So I will say, what I do want to point out is the fundamental machlokis that Meir Rabbi Shimon still remains. Right? That machlokis still remains. Halacha l'maaseh, do we say shechita shein ruya, shma shechita, lo shma shechita? So I will say, that is the machlokis in the Mishnah. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch and Yeretz Hashem tomorrow as we close out the sugya, but that machlokes remains. And that is a major machlokes by kisui. If your shechita is not a proper shechita, is there an obligation ultimately again for kisui or not? We have Rabbi Meir telling me yes. Chachamim, who are really not chachamim, who are the chachamim of Osai? Rabbi Shimon telling me no. That machlokes still applies. We see Rebbe telling us over here that what? That Allah alamaisa again, if you need the blood, if you want the blood, but you don't want to do kisui, how do you avoid that obligation? Do an improper shechita, or don't do shechita. And Meretz Hashem will tie up all these loose ends. B'shat Tov, tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.